Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Nun Ches, mitzvah 558. The Isser of a Ma'anes to divorce his Anusa. We just had in the last mitzvah the Isser, the mitzvah of an Ones to marry his wife, Anusa. And this is the mitzvah of the Isser of Gerushin. Keep in mind, there's a mitzvah Zaseh of Gerushin that Hashem we will have, mitzvah Tav Kuf Ayin Tes. Later on, mitzvah 579. The mitzvah of Gerushin later in the parsha, v'kasav l'sefa krisus v'nasan biyada v'shilcham yibeso, that in certain situations, no matter how tragic it is, as the Gemara, the Mishnah says at the end of Gittin, that the Mizbeach cries every time. The Gemara says, the Mizbeach cries every time there's a Gerushin, but in a certain situation where, one, the marriage has to be dissolved, so that is a mitzvah of Gerushin. So here, though, there is an Issur d'Oraisa of performing the Gerushin. Shaligari sha'onis es anusaso. As the Pasuk says, right here, in Parshas Kisetze, v'nasan, last Pasuk in Perach of Beis, v'nasan ha'isha shochevi ma'la v'yanara chamishim kasef, v'peis chamishim kasef, v'lo siya li'isha, and he marries her, tachas asherina, lo yuchal shalchal kol yomav. He cannot send her out. And we spoke last time at length about how do you categorize this mitzvah? How much is it a mitzvah, a personal mitzvah? How much is it an onesh? How much is it a knas, like the money that he must pay? And all the nafkaminas that we had, kedushin and nisuin, and mode, and bisman hazeh, and what if he knows by himself, and whether it's doch isuri drabanan, all of those nafkamina. So the chinuch says today, shenimna haones milagarish anusaso lolam, he is not allowed. Vielzenemar ashtach adarina lo yucha shalcha kal yamav. Those who are Baalei Kriya notice that this pasuk is very similar to a previous pasuk, right? When we discussed a couple of days ago, the similar Isser of Motzi Shemra. If a man marries a woman and the next day is Motzi Shemra on her, that also there he is not allowed to, he has to marry her, and he has to stay married to her, and he's not allowed to divorce her. The pasuk says there in Perachav Beis Pasuk Yutes, V'anchu oso meyachesev, and also avia na'arek yotzi Shemra b'sulas Yisrael, he must pay, v'lotia li'isha lo yucha l'shalcha kal yamav. And here, ten psukim later, we have a similar pasuk he has to pay, and again, lo yuchal shalcha kal yamav. The Torah writes here in Pasuk Chavtes. The question, though, that the Netziv asks is, there's a different letter, there's one letter difference between the psukim. Earlier by Motzi Shemra it said, lo yuchal lit shalcha kal yamav. And here it says, lo yuchal shalcha kal yamav. So what's the difference? Why is there a lamid in the case of Motzi Shemra and not by our case of Ones? So says the Netziv in the Hemek Davar, the difference is alluding to the different realities. By Motzi Shemra, the man is already married to this woman. He's married, he got married, and then he's Motzi Shemra that she was not a Besula. And the Torah says, V'lotia li'isha, lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav. V'lotia li'isha, what does it mean in that context? She shall be to him for a wife. It means he must stay married to her. Lotia li'isha, that's the emphasis. He must stay, he's already married, so it can't mean he should marry her. He has to stay married. So what does it mean, lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav? What is it adding? It must be adding something by saying that. Lotia li'isha means he has to stay married. So what is it adding? Unlike our pasuk by Ones, he's not married yet. Lotia li'isha just means that he has to marry her, and then lo'yuchal shalcha kol yamav, he can't then divorce her. Says the Netziv, Pirish, lo'yuchal shalcha kol yamav, later on, in Ones, in our mitzvah, it says, without the lamid, de'lo'ola mu'chiv lachzira, he always has to return her if he would divorce her. Kedi'isa be'gamara makos kol yamav ba'amod v'achzer koi. Sha'arei mi d'chziv lo'tia li'isha lo'yadanu elo she'mu'chiv li'sa'ena. Because in our context of Ones, lo'tia li'isha means he must marry her. So therefore, the next part of the pasuk means he can't divorce her, because right now he's not married. So lo'tia li'isha means you have to marry her. Lo'yuchal shalcha kol yamav, he can't divorce her in that state. But here, he's already married, and therefore, Velotia Leisha already teaches me that he has to return, take her back, even if he divorces her. Because he already is married. So it must be, even if he chooses to divorce her, he has to take her back. So then what's the next line of the Pasuk talking about? Im Kain, Ein Sarach Lichtov Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha Kol Yamav. You already know that by the fact that you're going to have to take her back if you divorce her. Ela HaPirish must be, like the Sifri says, that if you divorced her and then married her again you have the Isser of Gerushin. You might have thought that Dafka Nisuin Rishonim Asur L'Garsha, because Shemachzik Bazeh Hashem Ra, Avalim Girsha, V'chazer V'nasa. What if you have a new marriage? You divorce her, you married her again. So this marriage is not based on Motzi Shemra. You didn't want Motzi Shemra in the beginning of this marriage, so maybe you can divorce her then. Kamash Mulan, even there, Even there, you're not allowed to divorce, and that's alluded to in the extra lamed. Lo yuchal, you can't live to do something later on. Pirish lo yuchal l'shalcha, da'asur l'isa'en ha'shenis, k'dei shi'yei m'shalcha beheter. L'shalcha is mechavein, is mitzayen, the something later on. L'krata pula haba'a. In the footnotes in the Nitziv it says. That is the little difference, slight difference between l'shalcha and shalcha. Now let's get into some more of the meat of the discussion. Misharshi a mitzvah, the Sharshi of this mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Vixasti now, it's all mevuar in the mitzvah that we did last time, Tav Kuf Nun Zayin, as we said, part of the Onesh, maybe an allusion, we mentioned according to the Maharal, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Ma'anis us, Kafalem HaKagigis, Vosia Le'isha, that was all part of the Sharashim of the mitzvah. A couple of important Lamaisa points. That is first the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch notes that in the previous mitzvah, the mitzvah of marriage, losia l'isha, does apply bisman hazeh. That was one of the nafkaminas we spoke about, and the chinuch says it applies even bisman hazeh if the woman would want. Again, it's always her choice. And the minchas chinuch adds, even though the sefer chinuch says that the knas obviously does not apply today, it's only bisman habayis when we judge dinei knasos, says the minchas chinuch, aval hu ba'atzmo im yirtzeh latzeh tidei shamayim yitein haknas. If he wants to be Yotze Yedei Shemayim, he should give the knas, that he should pay it anyway, even though there is no Bezda Bizman Hazeh. So that is somewhat controversial, the Minchas Chinuch's point, because that has to do with the issue of knasos. Is there really an obligation of paying a knas before Bezdin is Mechayivit? In other words, we know that if I borrow money from somebody, then I owe the money based on that Maisa. I borrow money, so I owe the money. That flows from the Maisa. What happens if I damage somebody? Do I owe the money right away? Yeah, I damaged. I owe the money right away. I have to pay. The Maisa is mechayev me to pay. If I'm a gazlan, if I steal something, so I have to give back the principal. The Maisa is mechayev it. But the question is, what about knasos? Let's say I'm a ganef. So I have to pay kefel if bezin is mechayev me kefel. But what if I'm moda? If I'm moda bekefel. Moda beganef I stole. So we know the halach is moda beknasos pater. That if I'm Moda, I only have to pay the principal. I don't have to pay the kefel. Why? So Rov Mefarshim, not all, but a good number of Mefarshim say that's because a Knas is different than Dini Mamanis. Knas does not exist before Bezdin is Mechayevit. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. It does not exist. Where does Rabbi Kiva Eger say this? In Meseches Makos. Meseches Makos discusses this there in Daf Hey Amid Aleph, the beginning of Meseches Makos, says the Gemara, I'll read it to you, as follows. The Gemara there is discussing when Edom come and testify about a certain individual, and it ends up that they were Zomamin, but the question is, was the person already Chayiv Misa, or Chayiv Mamon, or Chayiv Knas already? So in that context, without getting into the details of the Gemara, Tosva says there's a big difference between Nefashos and Mamonos. And the difference that Tosva says is, by Mamonos, there's a good chance that the din is going to happen. But by Nefashos, you know why he's not considered a dead man yet? Because there's Drisha v'chakira, and there's a good chance that the Edom are going to contradict each other, and they're not going to be Mechuvan, and there are other Edom that are going to hear about it and come. That's why there's a good chance that he's not considered a Gavra Ketila, because it could be that it's not going to continue. And the same thing by Knasos. There's a good chance that, you know, it's not going to happen. That's Tosfos' non-fundamental chilek between Dinei Nemamonis versus Nefashos and Knasos. Rabbi Kiva Eger there in the Gilyon HaShas jumps on Tosfos. He says, why does Tosfos make that distinction? There's a much deeper distinction. Tamahani, says the Gilyon HaShas, Lamai Hutzrichu Lazeh, Velo Bepshuto. Shei Pashit, Dibimamon, Aftalek Eidim Klau, Elohu Ba'atzma Omer. By Mamonis, even if there are no Edom, but he himself just comes and says, Laviti, and I borrowed money, Mikal Makom, he's chayv already. Hu bats Moshe yodea emes barchi yuvahu, umutal alav l'shalem. Mashenkin beknas, delakushta demil sein umutal alav l'shalem. No, by knas doesn't exist yet. Here's the line. Dekolz man shelo chivuhu bezdin, eino mechuyev klau. Until bezdin says you're chayv a knas, you're not mechuyev the knas. V'chein b'dinei nefashos. Also, by what? If a person is chayiv misa, he comes to Bezdin, I was mechal Shabbos. No. The b'masha yodea ha'emes, sheharag lavrak talahu. If somebody knows that he killed somebody, so he has to kill himself? No, ve'en olav chiyav klal lo hamisas atzmo. Ve'leka chiyav rak al pi psak din. Ve'achilik nira nachon ubarer be'ezos Hashem yizbar. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos specifically does not mention a fundamental distinction, as if Tosfos is holding that Knas does exist somewhat before Bezin is mechayev it. And that's why Bezin, Tosfos doesn't make the chilek. If that's true, so then why is Modib a Knas Pater? If I come, if it exists already, so I should have to pay the Knas too, I should have to pay Kefel, I should have to pay Dalet Vehei. So what you have to answer, the Achronim say, is that by definition, yes, Knas exists, but it must be implemented. It can't just be admitted to. It must be implemented. It must be called like a ma'anish. Bezin must inflict it. It must be inflicted, just like a malchus. A person can't give himself malchus or misa. It has to be inflicted by Bezin. That's part of the definition of knas, even if it exists already. But lamaisa, you're not going to have to pay until Bezin inflicts it. So again, this machlokes between two ideas about knasos has many nafkamina. Number one, suffix. What if there's a suffix knas and somebody goes in his toe face? In the case of suffix knas, we say a mosim echaver alav araya does not have to be paid. But what happens if the guy is toe face? That's the machlokes, the rush in the end of the first paragraph. Baba Kama, Parak Aleph, Semen Chaf, of course the Machlokas, the Ramah Halevi and the Rush, whether Mafkinon Minei or not, whether we let the person keep it if he is Tofes B'Knas. So again, the Machlokas is whether there's an existence of Knas even before Bezdin is Bechayivit. Rabbi Chanan, arguing with Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim in Chelek Beis Simen Yud Gimel, assumes that there is something of a Knas that exists earlier. Where? You know that from two rayas. Two rayas. Number one, Shvius is Meshame to Chiyav Knas. Shmita gets rid of it. We know Shmita gets rid of Chiyav Mamon. Right? Shmita's Kesef. Shmita's Ksafim. So how does it get rid of Knas if it doesn't exist yet? It must be, says Rabbi Chanan, that it exists. And that's how Shvius is Meshame did. Number one. Number two, he quotes the Gemara in Shvius about Mashbia Ede Knas. We know the last week's parsha, if somebody is mashpia, his friend, and his friend could testify on his behalf and give him money, so then if he lies about it, and it comes out that he's lying, he has to bring a carbon shvuas edus. What if the person knows that somebody else is chayev him a knas? Is that considered a kfiras mamon that would be mechayev shvuas edus? So the Gemara says yes, mashpia edik knas is chayev. It's a real kfiras mamon. It must be, says Rabbi Chanan, that it exists. Again, this is a major machlokas in approaches, but another nafkamina could be our Minchas Chinuch. Our Minchas Chinuch who says that even bizman hazeh, latzeis yidei shamayim, a person should come and pay the knas, that would only work if it exists beforehand. If the knas, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, does not exist before Bezdin inflicts it. Bezdin says Yechayiv, so it does not make any sense for a person to have to be latzeis yidei shamayim for something that does not exist yet. Okay, that is all. Issue number one. The other issue is the next Minchas Chinuch that we could talk about in Os Chaf, and that is the issue of Kfiya. The issue of, let's say we have a Bezdin. Bezdin forces, or even not a Bezdin, should fellow Jews force other fellow Jews to do mitzvos? Says the Minchas Chinuch, Vilach Ora, Os Chaf, Nero Dalzeh Kofin, Lachar Ver Kofi. If somebody violates the Isser and divorces his Anusa, we should force him to take him back. V'nire, says the Minchas Chinuch, dekan kofin ala mitzvah afilu ha'idzna. Even today, ach nire, but then he goes back and says, maybe not, because we don't have smuchin, maybe there's no kfi on mitzvah saseh. There's a concept in the Gemara, kofin ala mitzvah saseh, gemara ksubis. So maybe we shouldn't do that because we don't have smuchin. This is a quoted, derech agav, the machlokes between the ksosin and the sivis, in the beginning of Choshe Mishpan and Simin Gimel. What does one need for kfiya? Do you need smuchin for kfiya, or anyone can be kofin? Says the Minchas Chinuch, continuing, venerally, hadakasva tosas tekfiya tsaricha bezdin mumche hainu dafka b'mitzvah asay. I only think kofen al mitzvah asay requires mumchin. But if somebody's violating los asays, then if we have a bezdin that's powerful enough, even without smuchin, ava balav, that's the concept of lafrisha meyisura. Ava balav, imrotze lavar, vafilu b'shev al taseh, delav chomer yoser, mitzvah al kol yisrael lakufo soshlo lavar. It's mitzvah no yisrael, to try to make sure that the person doesn't violate. And he quotes an unbelievable diuk in a Shulchan Aruch, regarding our halacha. Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer, in Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin, says, and he says, a Chacham Echad pointed this out to him, that by our mitzvah of Ones, it says, Chayiv Lisa Usa. He has to marry her. Ve'ena Rashar Lahotzi, and he can't divorce her. Ve'im Avar Vahotzi, and if he goes and divorces her, Kofen Osolach Zira, we force him to take her back. asks this, the diuk, right, the Minchas Chedach says, why did it say he must marry her and he's not allowed to divorce her? He divorced her, we force him to get remarried. Why did it say at the beginning? We force him to get married. It's only that we force him to get remarried. Why did it say at the beginning that we force him to marry? Because there is only a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseh. He's not lo yuchal shalcha yet. He only has a mitzvah saseh to marry her. Once he marries her and then divorces her, now it's the yisr, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch only says kfiya by the second half. V'lo melakaz v'machaber tekef, kofar aso l'konsa. Elo hu adavar shedibarti. That's what I said. Da machaber mari bizman hazeh kemivur. We don't force because we don't have smuchin. For smuchin, for kfias on aseis, you need smuchin. And that's why you'd be kofa even now for the los aseis. Again, it doesn't mean that every Jew has to go to another Jew and jump on him and make him not violate a los aseis, but if we would have a bezdin, even if it's not smuchin, that would be able to be done. So that is the one issue of how knossos work, and nafkamina is laseis de shemayim, and then we have kfiya bizman hazeh. The mitzvah, this mitzvah of being marrying an ones, a ne'enas, marrying the ne'enas, and also paying the knossos, the Gemara does say that there are 10 women that don't get the knas. The Sefer Chinuch mentioned them in the last mitzvah, and that is Bogeres, Ma'enes, Migureshes, if she's already been married, Minhanisuin, even if she's a Lapsula, in Islandis, Chareshes, Giyores, all of the women that are involved. But Minchas Chinuch then also asks a fascinating question, a classic Minchas Chinuch. Let's say a man is Ma'ani, someone who is usher to him. For example, we mentioned even a shniya is aser. But let's say there is one woman, one of the arayos, that changes after death. Let's say a man is ma'anis, rachman al-aslan, his sister-in-law. He's married to a woman, and he's ma'anis, the sister of his wife. So there's no, that's an iser karis. So he can't marry her. Iser karis. But then what happens later on, a month later, if his wife dies? Do we say chozer v'ne'or? At the moment that he was ma'anis, there is no chiv, because there's an iser karis. But do we say, now that the wife has died, now the velosia li'isha mitzvah kicks in? That's his question. Efshar emesa ishto, hadar mechuyev ba'aseh. Now he's mechuyev, velo nikra pater miknas, kiva de be'emes chayivu rakta hachomer poter. It's just that it's pater. Vatvar matikim, he says, that's on the one hand. But then he goes back, ach be'emes, maybe not. Ba'achos ishto eno chayev ba'aseh klau, ki davar borer etzli, deno chayev ba'aseh zeh rakin is chayev b'shaz bia. The only chiyev is flows from the shaz bia. The aval in b'shaz bia, lo haisa ru'uye elav, velo nischayev ba'aseh, avagav da'azer echzi, klo chal as alav ha'aseh klau. That is a fascinating discussion. A similar, but not exactly, you might say it's better discussion, is what happens if she says, I don't want to marry him? I don't want to marry him, right? She has the choice. And then she changes her mind. Do we say chozer v'ne'or? Do we say the mechila is automatic forever? What if a month later she realizes she made the wrong decision? That's another question. Kagon, shelo ratzta ata, v'nisis l'ishacher. If she changes her mind, what if she marries somebody in between? But she was never married to this guy. That's an even further question. Do you say there was a connection and now she married somebody in between? It's like machzer gushaso lachar isuro. So that is questions of the Minchas Chinuch here, classic questions that he asks. Good. If you look in the continuation of the Chinuch now in our mitzvah, v'zeh alav chazal say in makos shekvar kadmu asay. This los asay, as we know, there's usually lav anitak la'asei in the usual sense. I do an iser, and if I do this aveira, then I could do the asei to fix it. Here it's a little different. Here it's a lav shekadmo asei. Similar, but a little different. Here the asei comes first. Lo siya li'isha, and then lo yuchal shalcha. If I violated the iser, then again I have the chance of lo siya li'isha. That's what the Gemara says. A man is megarish to the wife. If he's the Yisrael, we force him to take her back, and he doesn't get malchus, because the lav is fixed. L'fisha kfar nitkan alav ba'asei shekadmo shahari lo li'isha. If he's a Kohen, he's going to get malchus right away, because he can't take her back. Right, Nikoi can't marry a grusha. Logavina Machzer says you give him Malkus, because once the possibility of the assay disappears, so then we give him Malkus. The Rashi, the important Rashi's, well, Shonas and Rashi in Malkus, and not Tezvav, in this context of Asay Lav Shakadmu Asay and Asay Dochalos Asay, why is it that you don't get Malkus for these? Says Rashi. Kozmacha Yochol Omar Ani Machzir, Ain Bezdin Malkin Oso. Why? Shahalav Talui Bebitol Ha'asay. The lav is also dependent on the nullification of the asay. The eino nigmar ashiyavatel aso asay biyadayim bitul olam, and the lav is not completed until he's mevatel the asay actively biyadayim eternally. Shelo yuchal lehiskayim od. He can't be mekayim it. Or another Lashon Rashi continues, Sha'asei tikuno shalavu, Shemisha sha'avar halav nigmar. But the asei is nitan laker 2 days in Rashi. Exactly how you look at asei, getting rid of the los asei. That's what he says here. Once the possibility for the asei disappears, he gets malchus. And the chinuch ends off and says, this is even if it's not your fault. Let's say he divorces his wife and he's planning to take her back, but she dies, or she marries somebody else in between. So then, even though Avavishu lo pita la biyadomamish, even though he wasn't mevatlit biyadayim, he was planning to take her back, still he's going to get malchus because he shouldn't have divorced her in the first place. Either way, this was the isser of divorcing a victim of an ones. That's our next time we get into other isurim relating to marriage.